this again, start from the Mishnah. Hayayse biyadov avaloy beraglav. If a patio was working only biyadov, he was baita. Avaloy beraglav. Beraglav avaloy biyadov. A pillow big safe, a razor oichel. So, a bean, a poil, he's doing something, he has schuse achille. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rimer, Ashiyase, Biyodo, Beraglo. He only acquires schuse achille when it's oise, Biyodo, Beraglo. So the Gemara says, Philip Xavier, the Rashi says on the Mishnah, the Ainu mazes Yodo Veraglov. Okay, he's just standing there, they put it on his Kosei, and then others take it off the Kosei. So he's also considered a Poyul, which acquires Schuse Achille. My time, what is the Svar of the Tanakame? The Pasuk says, Kistovoi b'kerem reyechem b'chol maida ovid. The Pasuk does not specify what Malachi is doing by the other Malachi. It says, Kisitze. So there it says when he's there, Kamas reyechem. So there it's speaking about Chemesh loisonif al komas hayecho v'katavta melulas biyadecho. For there it seems he's Chemesh loisonif al komas hayecho. But the Pasuk of Kisavai doesn't say exactly what he's doing. So from there we learn out Afilu he's hopefully is big safer, he's not mishtamish biyadov beraglo. That is the time of the Tanakama. Rabbi Yisri, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achiyase biyadov beraglo, by time of Rabbi Yisri, Rabbi Yehuda Kishre. There's a hekish, chesem lenichsam, mashe Achiyase biyadov beraglo, Apoyla Shiyase Biyodov Baraglov. Sarashi says, Kishoyer, the Akshis, Chaisim, Lenechsam. There's a Hekish. It's very interesting. This Hekish we had before, and that they tell some about it. Rabino Omar, they own the Tolish, they share in the Chubat Zrichi Krei, they see, they fasten, share the Dishoy, they share as Miyuta, we learn as Shere Shami Shabbos. So this drosha is Ravina's drosha. It's very interesting. The Gemara says this is the time of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Zerua says, oh, it's a raya, we pass now at Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda because Ravina was a basroi, and Ravina held of this drosha. The tribe we passed him like Rabbi Yossi be Rabbi Yehuda. The things we don't pass him like the Tanakhama. Beshita Mekabetzer says the Tanakhama holds that ain't London Epsha Mishai Epsha. Can only be dosh, the yodov of the raglo. An odom can do pa'ule apilovik seifoi, so ein lamedim efsha mishei efsha. Zag te gemara vaita, boi rabbe bar avunet. Dosh באבויזם ותרנגולם לרבי יוסי ברבי יהודה מאו. הקוראים את רבי יוסי ברבי יהודה ולא נעת להם שואר, ואת מה השואר עד שיעשה ביודו וברגלו, בין השואר סלוסי חילו לסחסם שואר בדישוי, צייניד יודו ורגלו. So what will be the din? The person will be doshed the avoizim, the tarnagoyle, and the chicken, the fox. You only have 2 feet. So the male of Babaya shoyer, the yadayim, the raglayim. The front 2 feet are the yadayim, and the rear feet are the raglayim. Avoizim, the tarnagoyle, only have 2 feet. Mal, b'chol koyche b'inam, we need kol koichai. That is the purpose of yodo v'raglov by a sheir. If the sheir is using all his koiches, so if that is the reason, so by avoizim v'tan legoilim, so their 2 feet are equivalent to the 4 feet of a sheir. So there should be a din of leisachser. Vayike aydum v'yoda v'raglo v'inam. V'haleka no, we learn that from Sher. We don't say it. Time of the crow, we don't say pshotim. We learn out leisachser from a Sher. A Sher is oyved v'yoda v'raglo. So in order that there should be a lot of leisachser, we need it to be oyved v'yoda v'raglo. Take it. Dr. Ashi, Dosh Be'avoizim, Be'in Lahem Yodayim Lishoyim, they don't rest on their Yodayim, the whole Mishanusam Al-Raglayim. Let us see Taisvitz, Dosh Be'avoizim, V'Tarnagoylim Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Demar, Yes Leforish, V'Mevoylei B'Doshim Be'Raglayim, V'Loy B'Kamfayim. That means, the disha that the avoizim v'tanagoylem are doing are beragleim alone, they mechaylem lo doish v'kanfayim. V'kanfayim cannot contribute to the disha. So the shayla is divachol keichei be'inon v'ikir, so this is the kaya of the tanagol. Aydum yod v'raglo be'inon v'holeke. The induction become payah. The natosh become payim, so it's not done with the shayla. Inami yeshloima, so the shayla is the not dosh become payim, because the flaw become payim cannot make a maitre disha. But the shayla is, piyinidum yedusha. Inami yeshloima, but the ladoshim become payim iboilei. The dumya de shayr mamish binam. By a shayr, the yoda, this is kinafayim, because it's not dumya de shayr. Vim toima, the mashma de pshitalai, the ike yoda v'raglo, ki shayr d'oichel. That means the whole shayl of the Gemara is because they're doing a pula which is not similar to the pula of the shayl. But if there would be a daim or a glayim, ki shayl, then they would eat. They boy shayl mamish. You don't need the meat shayl. Now, the kan shayl aben, it says shayl. So how do you know bechlau that is a love of leisachsein by other animals? So if you assume that there's a leisachsein by other animals, and the kain yalev shel mishambis, so we learn that exeger shove here it says shel, and by shabbos it says shel, and there we have a limit by shabbos that shel is inclusive. It does not only mean shel; it means behei mechayevoi. So the imkain yalev shel mishabes imkain oif nami neilet. So then by an oif there should also be a lav of leisachsein kibusnam b'soif haporet. בגמר זה סייף הפורט, זה שוב עם שויר ובהים חי ובוית, ונכסים, ובגמר זה סייף קלילי, if you learn out שויר שויר משאבית, so the love of Leisach same is applicable of all my office also. In Cain, my me boy, like, so Taisha seems to ask me on them, if you don't learn out שויר שויר משאבית, so then the shaila is not because it's not Yodha Baraglov. The Pasuk says that the love of Leisachim applies only by a shayla. It's not a shayla. And Al-Kochach, you do learn not Shayla Hashem Yishabas. You learn not Shayla Hashem Yishabas. So the Gemara says, Saif HaPoreh, that the love of Leisachim applies by a Yifas also. Vishloima, given the boy Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yudah, Dunya the shayla, Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yudah said halacha by a poyel also. I mean, I know that there's a poyel has schusay achila. After he came, Rabbi Yossi says, but it's a hekish chaysam l'nechsam, that the schusay achila and a poyel derived in the leisachsim that applies by animals, it has to be dumyat esher yodah v'ragla. Is me boy like Dilma Oif, Aini Shovel Asher, and Yechzime, Masnishin Dosen, Ketana Kama, Zahoche. So Taisu says, there's two diyunim. Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yudah was Machadish, that the Oif and HaMoloch has to be done with the Shoel, where Makish Chaisim Lenechsa. So if there's such a Loch, so then by all by Behemoth and Chayis also will need this Tanai of Dumi Dushar. So Memele, so Oifis will, there won't be a Leis Achsen by Oifis, because it's not Dumi Dushar. Either Gemara says in the Kamer that by Oifis, if you learn out Shoshem, Yishabes is a din of Leis Achsen, that's according to the Tanai Kamer, the Bechlau does not need Dumi Dushar. Here the Gemara calls the Shailah. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Barabuet. Payalem ad shalai hilchu shesi ro'orev begas. If they did not walk the length and the width of the gas, oichlem anovim ben shoysin yai. Mishehilchu shasi v'orev begas, oich lemanovim b'shoysim yai. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, ad shaloi hilchu, dalkon lahatul anovim al hagas. Now, the gas was an area that had a base kibble, and they poured on this gas a lot of anovim. They filled it up with anovim. And then workers used to trample on these anovim. Now, in this gas, there was an opening that the liquid used to drain into a boil that was tachas hagas. That's where the yayin went into. About kaponim, there was a gas in the boil tachas hagas. So Rashi says as follows. Dalkon lahatul anovim alagas, v'dorchim b'ragloyim alagas. In this area, the workers used to trample on the anovim in order to make yayin. Va'ad shaloi hilchu bo shosi v'orev, that means even though, as soon as they started trampling on the anovim and the gas, some liquid came out, but va'ad shaloi hilchu bo shesi v'orev ein melachtom nikeres b'yayin ela banovim. Looking at what they are doing, we see they're tramping on the anovim. The tichah, some liquid, some yayin is coming out from these anovim, but it is not nikar. So we're miyaches, they're avoided to anovim. They're working with anovim. Lefikach ain't choice in yayin. והבו לי אויכן במין זה ואויכן במין אחר, מוסיא לידה, ויסחוסי אכילה אב הפועלית that he eats in what he's working in. So since the yayin that he's working in is not nika, so it is considered another mean. If they tramp, they went over the anovim in the gas la'okei la'ochboi, so then there's already yayin that is nika in the gas. So then we can say we see that they are working with anovim, with yayin. So then they have rights to be shoyse yayin also, but kozman that is not nikah, the yayin that is coming out of the anovim, so we consider the yayin is amin acher, and they are not working with yayin as yet. So mamela, they do not have schusi achile in yayin. There's a very interesting tumas hadeshin. They asked the tumas hadeshin a shayla if a person made a shechiyonu on the new crop of grapes, and then they make yayin from these grapes, they have to make a new shechiyonu on the yayin. And the shayla is, because I made a shechiyonu on the grapes, and the yayin comes from the grapes, from a mele, the shechiyonu patas the yayin which will come out from these grapes. Look to Tumas Hadash, and he brings a yayin from this fashion. Rashi says, yayin is called a minacha. Kozman, you don't see the yayin, it's called a minacha. What do you mean? A minacha. It comes from the grapes. I'm working with grapes, so mehechi teisi, should you say I don't have a skus achil in yayin, the yayin comes from the grapes. So vaystei yayin is called a minacha, and from this chashi he paskin to make a shechiyonu on the new yayin also. Zot the gemara, zot the mishnah, ha yoyse b'teinim lo yoychal ba'anovim. Banovin vayoychal b'teinim. That means a poyel is working in one mean, which is not permitted to eat from another mean. Avo meineya es atmoi ad shemegia lemokim yochais v'oicha. But even though he only has a heter achila on the mean that he is working with, but that does not mean that he has to eat from this mean. He can, if it is a pelas as chutz achila, so let's say he wants to eat from another mean, and he's going to get there to the other mean. At the present time, he's working with mean aleph. He's going to get to mean beis eventually. So he doesn't want to fill himself up with mean aleph. He wants to eat from mean beis. So there's no difference. You're working by mean aleph, so eat from mean aleph. No, there's a difference. When I'm working by mean aleph, I can only eat from mean aleph. But there's no chiyuv for me to eat from mean aleph. I can restrain myself, and I'll have a good appetite. When they come to mean base, I'll indulge in mean base. Avomeneyes atmei atshem egil amokim yafes voice. Vikulon le amru ela bishas mabach. The whole schus achile applies only bishas mabach. Avomishem hoshev aveda labayla. In order to avoid an aveda labailin, Amru Chazal said, "Payalam oichlin balichosam meyuman looma." Number one, that means that the etzim, when the Kailim are going me'uman le'uman. So, okay, we'll see the pashtus is, we will see, maybe there's a whole sugi on this, but the pashtus is that when they go from one row to another row, so that's not the shat melacha, they're not the melacha then, they're going from one row to another row. So, theoretically, they have no right to eat that, because it's not shat melacha. But Chazal said that they're permitted to eat then, because they don't eat then and they'll eat later, so it'll come out or be an Aveda Labailim. So therefore they're permitted to eat then, Bali Chosan Meguman Luma. Ubachti Chosan Minhagas. Now, a Pilum who transported, who were Beitzel and Novin, and they transported it to the gas. Now they unloaded these unloading in the gas. Now they're coming back from the gas to be bait more unloading. So Bachirosan mina gas, they are permitted to eat even though now they're not working. They're going back to be bait new unloading. They're permitted to eat. Bahamil Shehi Perekes, but we'll have to see the Gemara exactly what it means. Avomine is a Trashi, Avominehu Atmoy Ba'iku Kol Achilosai Man. He does not have to eat what he's working with now, and he can restrain himself and he can eat the complete Achila from the Yafais, which he will eventually come to. The Kuma lay Amrusha Yaichal or Bishar Shu Isaac Bimalacha. The Loi She Yoshav Loi, the Yaichal, the Yaimar, Aremanati Atmi Atkan, the Loi Botalti Lachel, Akshav. Eishav li voichel. That's the gilter. Let's bring down this gilter. So, so that means, but he shouldn't say, he just said before, he doesn't have to eat the voice, and he can restrain himself to eat the office. But he should not say that I won't eat when I'm working, and if I finish working, I'll sit down to eat. That he shouldn't say. Avo mibnei hoshim aveidu labailin, shelo yevato mimlachte v'yoicho, amru poilin oichlin balichosan yirumanum, shekamru shivasu, Ahilchen lahaskil b'chavoto, v'av al gav dahi shaito lav shas m'mochei, not shas m'mochei, they're going to from one shura to another, shumechle l'bal abayis poho, and they're committed to it. V'chamer shu, k'shehi p'irakas p'gmorem ha'porishle. V'dot p'gmorem, iboi lo, Oise begefen zeh, mau she yoichal begefen acher. He's working on one gefen, and he wants to take from another gefen. Zot the Gemara, iboilu oise begefen zeh, mau she yoichal begefen acher. He's working on one geffen. He's being baita from one geffen. He's allowed to pluck from another geffen that he's not working on and eat from the second geffen. Mimim sha'ata noisein lekelov shabalabayis beino. You need that he should eat from the mim that he's that he's putting into the keila of the balabais, that means he's working now with anovim, he's being boitzer anovim. So as long as he's being boitzer anovim, he's permitted to eat anovim, even if he's not being boitzer dafke from this geffen. He's being boitzer from another geffen. Boho ike, I do ma mi masha to noisen le teilem shabalabayis beinam bolak. No, no, it's not sufficient. He has to eat from the me. He has to eat mi masha ato boita. That means this gefer from this vine that he's being boita from this vine, he's permitted to take for himself. Kel yachal eisitain, but you can eat from what you're being boita. Mi masha ato noisin le keilev shabalabai. Bina, boho lechem. So the Gemara is a shayla. If a person is permitted to eat from another ilon, that's the same mean, but it's not being boita from that ilon. Bin Timcha Loima, Oise Begeffen Zeh, Lo Yoichu Begeffen Acher, Sheir Bimechubo Heichi Yoichu. So if I'll say that you can't eat only Mima Sha'ato Beitza, Sher ben mechuba hechi ochel, omar afshisha berei berabidi, bishalcha. Now let us see Rashi in Tosfos of this Gemara. Zot Rashi. Mao she yoichal begefen acher, she yoket eshkel gefen yoket, he's working on this gefen, there's another geffen next to him. He wasn't hired to be boitzer that geffen, but it's a geffen yoke. It's a geffen yoke. V'yelech lemokim shuaisi sham v'yoichal. So be cut the geffen yoke. V'yelech lemokim shuaisi sham. He's working not on that geffen. V'yoichal. V'amre. Lomeli lemivi lo. What is the shayla? Pshita doichu. Bei einei oichu. Shayla b'mechuba v'rabina le'el da'ochu. Heichi ochu. We have a limud that a shayla is permitted to eat b'mechuba. Now, so Rashi says, what is the case of a sheir b'mechuba? Arei melechesh sheir b'mechuba, we have a limud that a sheir eats b'mechuba. Now when we learned the Gemara, we mentioned the Shita Mekabetzis is Moira, what is the case of a sheir that's poyil b'mechuba, what is the case? So Rashi says here a very interesting case. This is his chelik on Rashi. He evsh alei lechesh shoy b'mechuba, he evsh alei lechesh migefen shuhu oisebo. He cannot eat from the gefen that he is working on. So Rashi says, Sherei kosho letemud lifnei yoadole. Now Rashi understood, a very difficult Rashi, but let us just say the words in Rashi. Rashi understood the case of a shoyer b'mechuba is as follows. That the shoyer is pulling an agola, and the workers are boitzer from the kanim, and they're putting into the agola. Now, what the shayr is really working on is carrying the eshkoyles in the agola. These eshkoyles he can't eat. he can, he's pulling a wagon and he can get in contact with these Ashkelis. What he could eat is Ashkelis in front of him. Now, he is working by one Geffen, that means the pool of the Shoyer is in one Geffen, that's the Geffen that being Baita, and the Chila of the Shoyer al-Kolchov is in a second Geffen, but they are not Baita, which is the Mechuba. And that is the posik that tells us that the Sheba Mechubarit. So you see clearly that as long as it's the same mean, it's not Mimashuhu. Mimashuhu Waisa, no, it's Mimimshu Waisa. And that is sufficient. A Melech Sheba Mechubi Yapshla Alecha Migefen Shuaisa Bo, Shrei Kosho Letemet Lifnei Hagola. He's tied to a temet in front of the Hagola. Rabbeitzim Oysen Begefen Sheetel Hagola, the Neifnim Bagola. So, Salkochoch is eating from a different Gefen. So you see that is no problem. So the Gemara says, "Imi shum ho leitivshet Omer Abshisha b'shalcho b'zmeira arucha ma'oyf." We're speaking about a long branch, and a long branch, and lamaisa they're cutting the branches is 10 feet long, and there's a shkelus on the branch. They're cutting from the beginning of the branch, and the branch is in front of the shayr that's pulling the agola. So he's eating from the same branch that they're working on, that they're cutting from. So Mamela, you can't be patient anything from over there. If that's the case, I'm sure Ibn Mechuba. Now let us see Taisu. It can't eat from the Ashkelis which are on the wagon. If we had a ribui. That a shayr is oichel b'mechuba, that's not the case. The case that Rashi brings down, it's working b'tolosh. It's carrying tolosh to kid. It's carrying tolosh to kiddos. So what's the boss says, I have a Hebrew shayr b'mechuba. What's the case? Koko. So, Taisa says, and sure, the case that we're speaking about, of shayr b'mechuba is not this case. This is speaking about Shabbatolos, and Bemis and other Rishonim as the Kasha really is enough in the Gemara. The Gemara says on that Pechesam of days, how do I know Odom Betolos? How do I know that an Odom is a schus achila when he's working betolush? The whole, all the psukim that speak about Odom is speaking when he's working b'machuba. Kisavi b'cherem hiyachava al-tanovim. Kisavi b'komas hiyachava katafta melilei. The psukim are speaking about he's working b'machuba. How do you know he's working betolush? So the Gemara says, Rav Ami said, "Ki savoy bekerem reyecha, milo yaskinem shesochay lekatei." So what is he doing in the kerem? It doesn't say what he's doing. He came into the kerem. So sochay lekatei. What does sochay lekatei mean? So Rashi says, Loseis ha'anovim, he's carrying the novim, the chaveirim boitrim, that means he, the chaveirim are cutting the shkoilet and they're putting it on him and he's carrying it. Ta'avim alachte betolos. So other rishonim, when they ask on Rashi, they say, that's the case of Rahimah b'mechubah and Shudik. This was the case to carry cut a shkoilet, that's Tolos, that's not the Mechuba, that's not the case. Most of Kasha, I believe you, that Shayr the Mechuba and the Koch, that says to be the case, and I have a problem. I mean, that's called the Behemoth the Tolos. The Ain Yerli, the Hu Gavin, the Tolos, why Mechuba? Allah Hachi Kedusha. Shayr the Mechuba, Hainu, Shuhu Dosh the Mechuba. He's dosh b'mechuba. That's when we learned the Gemara. We had said that sat from the Rishonim there. He's dosh b'mechuba. Fine. That means that there's mechuba the kishiboli. They were not cut off. And he's walking over the kishiboli. That's called dosh b'mechuba. Fine. That's good. What's the problem? Steito and the Ria Murdike Zach. Eiche Mashkachas Loshe Yoichel Oison Shibolin Atmon Shuhudosh. The Bish Loime Sher Betolosh Osi Shaper. Shekol Tbua Atlusha Asher Shom Hashuve Kaguda Achat. Then Torich Lechel me Oisei Shuhu Dosh Mamish. Abo me Mechuba Kol Kelach Ve Kelach Choshuv Bifnei Asmoy. Amore de Kezach Adari Lehm Shat. And he said, if you have Tolosh Dike Tvue, so all this Tvue is considered one entity. You have a pile of Tvue. And the Peme is trampling over the tvua, dosh over this tvua. So the maise, all these kernels are considered one entity that's considered the shayr is eating from what it is working on. I is trampling on kernel aleph and it's eating kernel bay. So what? But it's called one big agude. So it's eating from what it's working on. But that's Tavke if it's Tolosh. What if it is Mechuba? That means it is being Dosh over Mechuba Dika kernels. So then each kernel has a Shivis B'nei Atmos. So then you have a problem. So you have a problem that it is Dosh over one kernel and eating the second kernel. Oh, so this is already... It's not eating of what it's working on. Avo mechuba kol kelach v'kelach choshuv b'tnei hatmon. So memela, that was the Gemara's raya. So al kochach, you see, that you don't have to eat mimach shuhu oise, no mimin shuhu oise. Umishani b'sharche, perish, בקיטניס אי בטבוע שהיא ארוכה שיוכל לאכל אישן שבו לנעצמו שהוא דוש. We're speaking about perhaps a big pot of peas. So in this pot gufe, תקי מחובה, but in this pot gufe, she's דוש over a chelik and eating a chelik. We have the same thing by טבוע. So you have no ראייה from שר במחובה. Toshima, Toshima, we learned in the Mishnah, Yo'ise B'teinim, Lo Yechal Ba'anovim. He was Yo'ise B'teinim, Lo Yechal Ba'anovim. Ha'teinim, B'teinim, Dumye B'teinim Ba'anovim. Now, Teinim Ba'anovim is a different tree. So Al Kocher says he's not allowed to eat from Anovim because this is not the mean he's working on. But it would seem Tainim v'Tainim, Dumya v'Tainim v'Anovim, that means he's working on one Taina tree and he wants to eat from another Taina tree, so it would seem he's allowed to. So you push it to Shaila. So you see, Klo, you only need be mean Bemudlis. Now let us see Rashi. Dumya detaine vanovim, shoyse betaine zu, va oichu, va chavle zoi, he's eating from another taine. Oma Rav Shisha berei de Ravidi, lo oilom tabayu beino. You need, in order to have a schus achille, you need mimin umima. He's only permitted to eat from what he's working on. Behind the itzach lemisni teinim vanovim, v'daikis oteinim oteinim, oichel, that was your dik, b'teina hamudlis ala gefen. It's speaking about like this, that he's working on a gefen, and over this gefen, there's a teina that's spread over this gefen. A gefen mudla al teine vashmino. Hoya oise beminze. He's working on the bottom teine, and there's a gefen that's over it. Lo yoicho beminach. Ba'af al gav davi osik bishneim. That means when he's cutting the teine, he's also in the gefen also. Why? Shereitzorich lahadbiya ulahafrit ha'anofim shalzemizet kishu chaytech. That means, let's say he's cutting anovim. And there's tainim, the branches of the tainim are intertwined in the gefanim. Now, he's cutting anovim. But he's cutting, I can't cut anovim. There's branches of the tainim which are intertwined. So in order for him to cut the anovim, he has to separate the branches of the tainim from the anovim. So, yeah. Umiyu, loimi minsh atonaisenu. But he's not allowed to eat from those tainim because he's working on anovim. So he's not allowed to eat. Hotainim utainim dumye dahani. But what if it's tainim utainim dumye dahani? Keep going. Hamudeles al chavoto. That means you have two tainim trees, and he is cutting from one tainim tree. And now there's another tainim tree which is intertwined in this. Ain't sorich lahavchin me'eze mehem yoichel. Now here he doesn't have to be careful from which teine tree he's going to take a teine. The mimin sha'ato noisein, umimah sha'ato noisein hu, the mishneim hu osu. Now we have to understand this. Now, l'chayre pshat is as follows. L'chayre, there is Taina tree A, and there's Taina tree B. Now, the Taina tree B is, the branches of Taina tree B is intertwined in Taina tree A. And he's busy in cutting the Taina from Taina tree A. Right? And now, he comes to Taina, they want to cut further Taina tree A, and there's Taina tree B there. So he has to separate Taina tree B. So it says in the Mishnah, he's allowed to take from Tainis Shribi for himself. So Rashi says, this is Mimin Sha'ata Noisei, or Mima Sha'ata Noisei. So the Agos Mariach and Mishnayis says he doesn't understand this. Why is this Mima Sha'ata Noisei? He's cutting Tainis Shri A, he's not cutting Tainis Shri B. So Memela, he's separating Taina Tree B, fine. But he's not cutting Taina Tree B. So why is this called Mima Shatonaisen? Samima Shatonaisen also. If you need Mima Shatonaisen, it's Samima Shatonaisen. So he doesn't understand Rashi. That's the Chmir, perhaps Shatan Rashi is as follows. When he's cutting Tainim, there is no hakpada to cut from Taina Tree A now and not Taina Tree B. That means if I want, I can cut. I have to separate them because when we start cutting on a cheshbon, I will be mekalkul. I have to separate them, that's for sure. But what will be if he has Taina Tree B in front of him and he'll decide it even till he separated already, now it's Taina Tree B. And he'll decide to cut five tainim from Taina Tree B for the Balabos. Will the Balabos have tainis on them? There's a shaloch I have to be Isaac and Taina Tree A. I was Isaac and Taina Tree A. But now I'm handling a Taina Tree B if I want. I just separated. I can cut five tainim for Taina Tree B also. If I'm cutting Tainim and the second one is on Novim, I'm not cutting on Novim now. I can't make a Hefkadis. I'm putting into the Sal Tainim enough. We're cutting Tainim now. But if he's cutting Tainim, he's... Aruminaya es Atmoi Toshma. That's further in the Mishnah. Avominaya es atmai at shemegia lamokim hayofes voif. Vi amrit oise begefen ze, oifo begefen acher. If you'll tell me, there's no din of mima, we have a shayla, two stories. If you'll tell me there's no din of mima, I can eat from another gefen. So why does it say Moineya es Atma? You have to understand. He's working on this. He wants to eat the yofis. The yofis is tongue stick out for those yofis. He wants to eat the yofis. Well, I'll tell myself that. I'll come to the yofis. I'll indulge. Why do you have to be Moineya es Atma? Go now to the yofis. Take now the yofis and come back and eat from the yofis while you're working with the With these. So go and take the office, nasal, the nasal, and bring it back, the nasal, need it here. So Zachariah, I can't eat, I'm not working on that, on the office now. So the Gemara says, Osmishim Bittu Melacha. There was another shayla over there. You're in the middle of working, you're going to stop 5 minutes working, you go to the end. Could be that there's no problem taking out another Elam. But you're taking 5 minutes off, you're walking to that Elam, then you're coming back, and then you'll start eating from that. Like a me boila, bitum malacha zichanat mutter. Kika me boila, heicha de ika ishta yubono. The shayla will be when this ishta yubono. That means like this, his wife is with him. And he'll tell his wife, listen, I like this yofis at the end of the thing, go bring me the yofis. That's the shayla. Is she allowed to bring it? There's no bitum malacha, I'm working ela. It's not bitul malacha, so that is the shayla. Let us see what Rashi says. Leizel v'leisi l'mokim shuwaise. ולמה לילם מיה? שביטו מלאכה, שביטו בעלי חוסה, מחסי חוסה, this is ביטו מלאכה. So the Gemara says, I'm a man of Shechel, it's ביטו מלאכה, so what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, איש תאי בון על מהו, שלאי ניסקו ראיתו בעל הבית, they're not working. וכם אייסי לאי, and they're going to bring for him, so that's the Shaila, does he have a schus to eat from that?